So first of all, patience with ourselves. And it's said that metta starts with ourselves. So I suppose kshanti also has to start with ourselves. Because what we tend to find is that we treat other people very much in the same way that we treat ourselves. And the expectations that we have of others are usually the sort of expectations we have of ourselves. So if we're impatient with ourselves, we're likely to be impatient with other people. If we're patient with ourselves, we're more likely to be patient with others. So firstly, there's patience in relation to our own bodies, patiently enduring the aches and pains and the illnesses that are part of having a body. And it's winter now in Sweden, and some of you probably have some recent experience of this. So it's important to look after our bodies and to care for our bodies. And there's much talk in the Buddhist tradition of the preciousness of the human body. And it's the human body that enables us also to strive for enlightenment. So it's a support for practicing the spiritual life. At the same time, it's important to recognize that the body is impermanent. It doesn't last. It ages. It gets ill. It hurts. And eventually, it breaks down and we die. And it's important to recognize this. And really, it just means accepting the facts of human life. We do what we can to look after our bodies, but we recognise that however much we look after the body, we also have to realise that it's not fully under our control. So even if we don't get ill, sooner or later we grow old and we die. And we try to accept that gracefully. We try to accept old age gracefully. We try to accept death gracefully. And it's interesting, I was talking with a friend of mine a few weeks ago who's been very ill for a long time. He had hepatitis C, and for a long time he thought he was going to die. And when I was talking to him, he said that he thought that death was overrated. He thought that death wasn't such a big deal as we make it out to be. He thought that actually it wasn't such an interruption as we make it out to be. And he had a strong belief in re-becoming, rebirth, whatever. But I found that quite interesting to reflect on. So there's not only death, but there's old age. And I think old age is quite difficult to accept. And old age is something that we struggle with. I think we have a culture of youth and health, and old age is perhaps seen as something undesirable. So part of Buddhist practice is coming to terms with old age. And I remember Sangharakshita himself saying that he was prepared for death, but he wasn't fully prepared for old age and the loss of his independence, because as he got older, he started to lose his eyesight, and other people needed to help him. And he was fiercely independent, and he liked to go off by himself sometimes because he's a very public figure, and just be private, you know, and just be anonymous. But because he lost his eyesight, he wasn't able to do that. So the cultivation of this aspect of patience involves reflecting, reminding ourselves that we'll get old and eventually we'll die. Not in a gloomy sort of way. When we talk about death, people often think it's quite gloomy. But just facing the facts of life, of having a body and recognising this, opening up to it through such practices as reflection on impermanence and the six element practice in a highly positive context of metta. So that we're not unprepared, so that we actually start to develop the human and spiritual resources in our lives, so that when old age and death come, we've got something inside us which can help us to come to terms with that. So that's kshanti in relation to the body. And the Buddha, in his early life, before he was a Buddha, before he was enlightened, realized that because we're so intoxicated with our own youth and health, we feel disgusted and humiliated when we see sickness, aging and death. That's quite strong language. And I think it's quite easy to react to that sort of language. But if you look at it, I think it's probably true that we tend to block out suffering. We tend to block out old age. We tend to block out death because we don't want to accept this is going to happen to us as well. So if we're able to accept our own aging and death, we're also able to accept it in others. And feel empathy and metta for them. And we come to realise that we're much more connected to others than we thought. And because we're connected to others, also there's no point in getting impatient with old people because they're slow or because they can't keep up.